weakness, as if he were guessing every thought. Now he was nodding his head in a little bow. Now the ice cream stick had fallen casually from his fingers. Now he was saying good night, good night. Now he was gone, walking back down the beach towards the south. George Smith stood looking after him. After a full minute, he did the only thing he could possibly do. He started at the beginning of the fantastic frieze, and he walked slowly along the shore. And when he came to the end of the animals and men, he turned round and started back in the other direction, just staring down as if he had lost something and did not quite know where to find it. He kept on doing this until there was no more light in the sky or on the sand to see by. He looks suddenly at the hotel. Run, yes, run. What? Grab a shovel? Dig? Excavate? Save a chunk of this all-too-crumbling sand? Find a repairman. Race him back here with plaster of Paris to cast a mold of some small, fragile part of these. No, no. Silly. Silly. Or? His eyes flicked to his hotel window. The camera. Run, get it, get back, and hurry along the shore, clicking, changing film, clicking until... George Smith whirled to face the sun. It burned faintly on his face. His eyes were two small fires from it. The sun was half underwater, and as he watched, it sank the rest of the way in a matter of seconds. The artist had drawn nearer, and now was gazing into George Smith's face with great friendliness.